I used to love trains, but since the accident, I haven't been on one, and I never will again. It all started 7 months ago, when my best friend's auntie went on a train. It was a lovely summer day, and the sun shined brightly in the clear blue sky. Alison Brown had just finished her late-night shift and gotten her everyday 9 p.m. train. The train only had one carriage, and Alison was the only passenger. Alison had about 12 stops to go, so she drifted off into sleep. 5 minutes later, she was woken up by a faint tapping. Alison sat up very alert. Thinking it was just the train rattling, she relaxed. About 10 minutes later, she heard the tapping again, but she quickly told herself it was just the train. Suddenly, the lights started flickering. Alison screamed and ran to the door to get off at the next stop. As the next stop came up, Alison began to relax, but to her horror, the train sped past, not stopping. Alison banged her fists at the door, but they wouldn't open. She was trapped. Alison sat down. She knew the fuel would run out eventually and the train would have to stop. Then the train started to shake. Three loud, clear knocks were heard. Alison screamed and cried for help, but she was all alone. The lights went out. Alison sobbed, her head in her knees. Then she remembered she had her phone in her pocket. She switched it on, filled with hope. No service. Three loud knocks. One blood-curdling scream. Then silence. No one ever saw her again. As the train pulled up in the early hours of the morning, four words written in blood on the window. I did knock first.